a dark day for any American who relies on public broadcasting during floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters.
Republicans call it cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse. A lightning strike in New Jersey has killed an archery instructor. Two people died in flash flooding in New Jersey earlier this week. She was born in Jersey. Our singer Connie Francis has died, according to her friend and publicist Ron Roberts. Francis, known for hits like Who's Sorry Now and Pretty Little Baby, was 87. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Today's the day Wisconsin's LGBTQ plus youth lose access to specialized services on the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline. According to a Trump administration directive, people contacting the 988 number will still have access to crisis services, but there won't be a press 3 option for the specialized line. Activity at the Port of Green Bay is off compared to last year at this time. Shipping totals are still lagging behind last year in June, according to figures shared by port officials. Year-to-date totals are 47% lower than at the same time of last year's shipping season. And changes to the state budget will delay the opening of a potential Dane County Buc-ee's. Planned funding for road expansion to accommodate the mega-sized convenience store and gas station was cut in the final version of the recently passed state budget. DeForest asked for $6 million in DOT grants, but they got only $4
million. Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM. City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Much quieter today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. Cooler, less humid today with partly sunny skies with a high near 73. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 54. A great finish to the work week on Friday. Sunny skies, a high of 77. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. We're Miss Martins with Dave and Emily, brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. 802 with Bruce Springsteen on Max FM.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Radio's on and I'm moving around my place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Just dancing in. area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is Thursday morning, 8:10. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, gradually clearing with a high of 72. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 54. On Friday, sunny and beautiful, a high of 78. Friday night, shower and thunderstorm chances return with a low of 65. Saturday, shower and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a high of 81. On Sunday, beautiful, mostly sunny with a high of 77. Currently 56 degrees, a little bit of fog and cloudy outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Emily, we have something exciting we're going to do from the fair.
Oh, yes, we are.
So
let's do this.
As I'm sitting at my desk this morning here in the studio, we are drawing the names of the winners for the Badger Trucking Pulls that are going to be happening out at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds. They were one of our sponsors at the Sauk County Fair, and I'm drawing the names right now. Hang on. All right.
This is live radio, folks. This is how this works. It's so exciting.
It is. All right, I'm going into the box now. All right, our first winner is Randy. And last initial of J on the last name. So Randy J has won one of those two pairs of tickets to the Badger State Trucking Polls happening in August. All right.
Way to go, Randy J. Whoop, whoop. Hopefully you got all the other information on there so we're able to reach out to Randy and tell him about the good news in case he's not listening right now.
Well, that's exactly it. Drawing our next one. Oh, they do not have all their information on there.
This is why it's important to put all your information on there, folks. You got to get that contact information so we can let you know that you're a winner.
Yes, they were supposed to have email addresses on here and do not, so that one gets tossed. Hang on, that's going in the garbage. All right, grab the next one. See, this person that I'm drawing hopefully has all their information, a win because they put all their information on. All right, here we go. I do have another winner for those tickets. It is Ben H. Congratulations to Ben. We will be following up with Ben and Randy via email and get those tickets to them. So congratulations, Ben and Randy. And I do want to take a moment and say congratulations to Tony and Tim, who won Sneaky Pete's tickets while they were out the fairgrounds. And the Red Hot Chili Piper winners are Miranda and Nick. So thank you to both of them as well. So,
That's so exciting. Hey, this is the real deal. This is full circle. We show up. We're at the fair. We're talking to folks. We're interviewing folks. People are entering contests. And then we're on the radio giving people prizes. It's really how it works. It's really exciting. It makes me so happy. I'm sitting here just grinning because I love people. I love, like, winning stuff and giving away prizes. And, like, it's just so much fun. So all of those things, the Truck and Pull, Sneaky Pete's, and then Red Hot Chili Pipers, those things are all going to be so much fun for those winners. So thank you for coming and checking us out at the fair and entering the contest, because this is what you get. You get to win.
Yes, and we actually finally had a chance to get everything put where it belongs. So I'm like, you know, I really need to take care of that this morning. So I went into my office and grabbed that stuff. So congratulations to all of our winners. And as a reminder, you never know when we're going to be giving stuff away, so be listening, and we will let you know. That's why I want to make sure I have that FreeServe Media app installed. And again, thank you to everyone that stopped out to the Sauk County Fair and said hi to us. We appreciated it. We had a blast, but it's great to be back in the studio as well. Now, today is National Tattoo Day, and if you've been hanging out at the beach this summer, you've probably seen some cool tattoos and probably some really terrible ink. As we mentioned, today is National Tattoo Day. There's a new Google Trends map of the most searched tattoo designs in every state over the past 12 months, Emily.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, it's limited to just five of the basics. Names, hearts, crosses, flowers, and roses, which apparently didn't count as flowers.
Right. That's weird. A rose is a flower. I'm just getting that out there.
Whoever made this list then questioned themselves. I'm not sure what's happening, but here's how it breaks down. So I kind of thought this was going to talk about like some crazy stuff that you're seeing that's new, but maybe we'll get to that. There's a little bit of that, but names, as far as ink, names are number one in 13 states, including Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Colorado, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, South Carolina, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Delaware. So you know what? I'm thinking about the people that I know who have tattoos, and a lot of them have a name on themselves of someone else. Sometimes it's their own name. Who knows? But a name of something, and that's why I think it fits at number one. It's kind of a vague category. What are they talking about with the hearts, David?
So hearts are number one in 10 states. That includes Alaska, Hawaii, Arizona, New Mexico, Kansas, Minnesota, Alabama, Georgia, Connecticut, and New Hampshire. And now crosses are number one in four states: Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, and Ohio. Now, Emily, the flowers. I'm letting you take that one because
but this
flowers
is also,
and roses. Come on now.
So this is just one list. I'm just going to go ahead and say, like, flowers, roses are flowers. Why do they have a special category? I mean, I like roses just like the next guy, but, like, they don't need to have a special category in the tattoo world, I don't think. But anyhow, flowers are number one in these states. So if you live in these states and you're listening to us, I'm giving you a silent round of applause right now. That's awesome because that means you're listening to the app and you love us in the states like California, Utah, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Kentucky, Michigan, West Virginia, North Carolina, Florida, Maryland, New York, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine. So in case you're just joining us, we are talking about today is National Tattoo Day. These are tattoo trends. Not super surprising. We're talking about hearts, names, flowers. Flowers and roses are the same category. And crosses and what states they are popular. So the rose category gets its own here, and it has its own seven states where it is most popular. South Dakota, Oklahoma, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. In case you missed it, number one in Wisconsin is name tattoos. So check yourself. Do you have a name tattoo? If you do, just shoot a text and say, I got a name tattoo and I live in Wisconsin. We'd love to hear from you. I don't know. Do you have any tattoos, Dave?
No.
Maybe this is too personal of a question.
Oh,
no.
Well,
okay.
No, I don't. How about you?
Why is that so hard to answer? You either do or you don't.
It's well, like, you know.
I do, and I don't have... I don't have any of these things on the list, so I'm special. We're going to go ahead here, though, and look at the inner ranking of the worst tattoo trends ever. So why don't you take this away? You can go whichever direction you want to
on
this list.
I'm going to start at number six, and I'm going to... These are the worst tattoo trends, and we're just going to say on the lower back to keep it appropriate.
Thank you.
This
yes, that's not...
And,
yeah.
I'm going to just skip number five. Number four is manual do-it-yourself stick tattoos, like stickers, I'm
stick
assuming.
And poke. It's like a little tool that you, like, give yourself a little tattoo. Not a good call. They don't look very good. It's, yeah.
And there's a reason they're the worst.
It's what they used to call a home job. Like, that's not,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
It's not, don't do that.
And what's number three on our list?
Barbed wire bands. So, I don't know. Those are like... The ones that used to go around people's arms, they were pretty trendy in the 90s, I feel like. Not to be too trendy, I think. So, like, they were just, like, kind of basic. You know, like, everyone had them, and it wasn't really special. And I feel like, I don't know, it's my opinion. This is not the opinion of Civic Media and 99.7 Max FM or Dave Grant. But, you know, just tattoos are forever. Like, do something special. You know,
exactly.
Do something that's significant to your life or your brain emotions or your art or somebody else or, you know, whatever. Number two, bows on your calves or thighs. Huh. Okay. Sure. Sounds great. No opinion on that. Number one, worst tattoo trends ever, super long quotes. I do think that's kind of funny because
I do too.
I mean, you know what? Do what you want. Like, I'm not judging anybody's tattoos. It's special to people. If they like it, if they like sleeves, if they like the things, do the things. Like, it's all good. It's pretty, you know, whatever. But yeah, if you do a super long quote, you are going to have to then stop and tell people what that's all about while they read it so they understand what's happening. And you might get stopped and, you know, someone's like, stop, hold on, I want to read that quote all down your leg. And then you've got to stop what you're doing and let them read your leg. So if that's what you're into, great. You know, do the things. There's a couple more on the list down below here, Dave. What do you see?
Well, all right. Some of the worst tattoo trends are paw prints, anchors, one-word statements like breathe or lover, especially on your face. Again, this came from Ranker.com for what it's worth. And, you know, it's one of those, each to their own. It's your body to do as you choose. Just do so responsibly. Make sure it's not under the influence of adult beverages. That's the only thing I can say. So
yeah, and try hard to make it so it's not offensive.
Right.
Try hard. I mean, you know, we know what we're talking about here, and
exactly.
I think that's enough said. But
yeah.
Tattoos are fun. Tattoos are cool. Tattoos have become incredibly more normalized nowadays than they were when we were young, because back in the day, when you had tattoos, you were definitely standing out. Nowadays, tattoos, everyone's got tattoos. So great. You know, it's all good, but it is a National Tattoo Day. So if you've been thinking about getting a tattoo, maybe today's the day.
Right.
If you want to celebrate your tattoo or get it colored in or make it more awesome, go for it. You know, today's the day. So
today
it's kind of fun. I love celebrating these kind of like random national this and that day, because then, you know, I carry those things through my day, and a lot of times it changes something that I do in the day because I'm like, oh, it's National Whatever Day, especially
right.
with food now.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're going to talk about.
Exactly.
In about 20 minutes.
Exactly. You got it. So we're going to do the rest of our calendar days in 20 minutes. We'll be back with you. Thank you so much, Emily. Appreciate it. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. And coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo and Foreigner on Max FM.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. check out the weekly deals. Kids Eat for Less on Tuesdays. Thursdays is Wing Nights. And $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo. Or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
We're looking at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. Enjoy another great night of Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series, this time with the band Michael Perry and the Longbeds. This will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 6 p.m. Acoustic country and Americana. The campground opens 2 hours prior to the concert with concessions available, including homemade pies and ice cream. Be sure to bring your own blankets and lawn chairs. This is free to the public. It's the Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series. You can check out all the details at the Whitwind Concerts Facebook page. And Friends of Devil's Lake State Park has teamed with Kingfisher Yoga to offer yoga in the park classes. It's a great opportunity to start the day with a good stretch and a moment of relaxation, centering your mind and body to conquer the day ahead. This free event will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 9 a.m. and going until 10 a.m. at the South Shore at Devil's Lake. As mentioned, it is a free event, but you do need a park sticker to enter the park. You can learn more about this event and all of the great things going on from the Friends of Devil's Lake by checking out their website, friendsofdevilslake.org. Again, this is Saturday, July 19th, 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a pork chop dinner at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg. This will be on Sunday, July 20th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The meal includes 1 pound pork chop, baked potato, baked beans, coleslaw, dinner roll, cookie, milk, or water. $15 for a full meal or $10 for the pork chop only. This is a drive-through event and it's limited to the dinners available. More details can be found at booseniors.org, but this starts at 11 a.m., runs until 2 p.m. Again, Sunday, July 20th. It's the Basco Pork Chop Dinner at the RAHS Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg.
Thank you.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. 8:31 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Don't forget concerts on the square happening tonight on the courthouse lawn starting at 7 p.m. In case of inclement weather, that is moved to the L. Ringling Theater, but I don't believe that'll be an issue tonight. But maybe bringing a blanket along will be a little bit cool tonight. Also, the night market is taking place in the Weicker Great Day building, corner of 3rd and Oak. Stop on in. They'll be in the main lobby and the back side of the building as well tonight. So I think there's close to 20 different vendors that'll be there. So stop by and check that out tonight as well. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Charanga Agosa from 7 to 9 p.m. Charanga Agosa, a charanga ensemble based in Madison, was formed in 2009. They play charanga, a dance-oriented musical genre that originated in Cuba at the turn of the 20th century and peaked in the 1950s. Sponsorship info at Baraboo ConcertsOnTheSquare.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
The Bucks re-signed Livingston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed center Chris Livingston after waiving him just 2 weeks ago. The move adds depth to the Bucks roster after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers in free agency, who says the move to L.A. is more like a homecoming.
You know, I'm a Cali boy, so, you know, I grew up in the Valley in North Hollywood. Obviously, things were very different back then. To see where the Clippers have come now, it's astonishing. It's beautiful. I'm glad to be a part of it, and hopefully I can help take them even further up.
The Bucks losing to the Bulls last night, 102-96, to wrap up the Summer League. NFL, Packers training camp starts next week. Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee today. Left tackle Rashid Walker asked about attending the quarterback's wedding to his fiancée, Ronica Stone.
The wedding was a beautiful wedding, beautiful ceremony, such a beautiful couple. Hopefully Ronica can, you know, keep Jordan on his A-game.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Much quieter today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. Cooler, less humid today with partly sunny skies with a high near 73. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 54. A great finish to the work week on Friday. Sunny skies, a high of 77. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
The most non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. 8:39 on Thursday morning, a.k.a. Friday Eve. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, gradually clearing, a high of 72. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 54. On Friday, sunny, a high of 78. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 65. Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, mostly cloudy with a high of 81. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 77. Looking ahead to next week, I've had people ask me, we're looking at a warming trend with highs near 90 by the middle of the week. Get out and enjoy it while you can. Currently, a little bit of light drizzle, 56 degrees and cloudy outside the Weikert Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo, corner of 3rd and Oak. Emily, we have some fun calendar days ahead.
Yes, we do. There are some interesting ones on here.
Yes.
Some I don't know a whole lot about.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go with the one I loved when I saw it today. And I like this one. It is National Peach Ice Cream Day. It is celebrated on July 17th. All you have to do is prepare yourself to devour some of the best peach ice cream brands around. And it's celebrated every year on July 17th during the peak of hot weather season. And, you know, I don't normally see peach ice cream in the grocery store. I know there's some places that'll have it on occasion, but I don't recall seeing it. Do you?
I don't. Peach is not a flavor I see often in ice cream. It does show up in a lot of other things. I know peaches are super peak right now. They're a really good fruit to go buy or to pick or to get from your local farmer. And make some things out of. I was just talking to my stepmom the other day, and she was making peach pies at home because she got some really great ripe fruit from a local vendor. But as far as ice cream, no, I don't see peach ice cream. We might have to challenge each other to see if we can find some peach ice cream today.
You know, that doesn't seem like a bad idea, except I got a few places to be that won't have ice cream. They should have ice cream.
I mean, ice cream is more important than that.
Yeah, sort of.
Just kidding. Just trying to keep you honest. All right. We also have World Emoji Day today. So love to hear from you. Text us in. What's your favorite emoji? Emojis are weird. I mean, I use them. I think they're fun. They're weird, though. They're, you know, like my kids were little. The thing that they got a hold of when they got a hold of my phone was, you know, the poop emoji. I mean, that's just the one, you know, when they were little. So, like, sometimes I would get messages with, like, all of that. And I was just like, I don't need that in my life. So, emojis are weird. Emojis are great.
Well, you know, we have a family group text, and occasionally I throw an inappropriate emoji in there just to be that guy. And my sister-in-law one time goes, do you know what that emoji means? I'm like, yeah. She's like, why did you put that in the family group chat then? I'm like, because I'm funny.
I mean, funny is all in the head. Let's be honest here. Sometimes the things that we think are funny, not other people think are funny. I feel like that's kind of along the lines of my, like, six-year-old with a poop emoji. But you know what? We'll just move on past that because as long as you're entertaining yourself, let's
Oh, yeah. It's fun. And so, yes, I do it. I don't do it in the group chats at work. Oh, wait. We better move right along, you know. It is Yellow Pig Day today, too. And I had to go look up what Yellow Pig Day is. And it may sound like it's Pork Appreciation Day, but no. It is to celebrate the wonders of mathematics, particularly the special properties of the number 17. So whether you're a math rookie or a word-leading professor, we all have the mind-boggling facts in the history of Yellow Pig Day. And so, yes, so celebrate that today and the number 17 on July 17th.
Super confused why yellow pigs and the number 17. What is the connection? Does it give you any more information? So, does anyone out there know?
Yes,
inquiring minds on the morning show need to know.
Okay, so the history of it is in the 1960s, students Michael Spivak and David Kelly were studying math at Princeton. Together, they spent a lot of time considering the qualities of the number 17 and became obsessed with the incredible combination of simplicity and complexity that was recurrent with the mathematics they were using and developing. Now, this obsession grew into a desire to celebrate the number 17, and they created a mascot for their event in the form of a yellow pig, and it morphed into their pig into a beast with 17 teeth, 17 toes, and 17 everything to capture their passion for the number 17.
Wow, interesting. Wow, that's some random stuff, but I'll take it. Okay, Yellow Pigs in the number 17. I do like the number 17. There's something that has got a good energy. I appreciate it, especially if you're going to, you know, go get a tattoo and eat some peach ice cream. Because today, we talked about before, is National Tattoo Day. You know, if you know about a tattoo that's just straight up goofy, text us in through the Civic Media app or the regular old number. We would love to hear from you about goofy tattoos, beautiful tattoos, tattoo ideas, you know, all the trends out there. You know, we want to know what people think about that, because that's why it's part of the reason we like calendar days, is so we can kind of spark some thought and some conversation out there. So let us know what your thoughts are on tattoos. It is also Constitution Day in Korea, so that is something to celebrate. And if you have folks in your life that have roots in Korea, please know that there is a holiday today. So keep that in mind. A big one today, and I think it's always big if you're a winner, is the National Lottery Day today. So, you know, I get made fun of all the time by my husband because when I buy a lottery ticket, which is very rare, I just assume I'm going to be the winner. Because, like, I'm going to win.
Well,
so clearly that's not happened yet. And so I don't buy them a lot because I don't like being disappointed, because I'm assuming I'm winning and then I'm not going to. So, you know, thing in my life. So I don't play the lottery every now and again when it's like crazy numbers that it's just like, it's so big, you just might as well do it. I will. And then we've got a rule that we will buy those scratch offs only if we're out of state. I don't know why that's a thing in our family, but if we're on a road trip, everybody gets a scratch off ticket as soon as we leave state lines. I don't know why that is. I think Rob's, whatever. It's about tempering an urge to probably do that, and you can't do it if you're in Wisconsin where you live, so you won't do it unless you leave the state. So anyways,
yeah. Well, you're always a winner.
Kooky
with
stuff
us.
Folks, I don't know, Dave, do you play what? Well, that was nice to hear. Thanks. Yes. I appreciate that. And do you play the lottery
on occasion? I do. I'll maybe, if there's a larger jackpot for one of the major lotteries, I will. I generally don't buy too many scratch off tickets unless for some reason I'm out of state. Then occasionally I'll grab some if we're at the local gas station or something along those lines, but only if it's a larger jackpot. And I will say this, it has been a long time since I bought a lottery ticket. I'd say it's probably been at least a year, because the gas station I used to buy them at is still closed. And so that's, you know, it's just, that was so convenient. I could walk in there, grab a snack, grab a soda, grab a lottery ticket, and that gas station is still empty to this point in time. So maybe again, if that happens.
Maybe again. Maybe today's the day. Be a winner.
Exactly. But again, you're always a winner with us, Emily.
Jeez. Oh, my. Well, also, on that note.
It's also Wrong Way Corrigan Day, and I had to go look this up. One pilot in his legendary flight can inspire millions, and that's exactly what Wrong Way Corrigan Day is celebrating today. It marks the transatlantic flight for stunt pilot Douglas Corrigan, who flew his plane on an unauthorized flight from New York to Ireland. He famously claimed he went the wrong way, hence his nickname, Wrong Way Corrigan. And yes, he did not do it legally, so that is why. And he had this love affair with biplanes, and that's where it all started. He spent $2,500 for his first ride to spend 10 minutes in the air in 1925. So yes, this goes way back, and it was back in the days of biplanes, and where planes were not exactly the best constructed plane, shall we say. And so that totally makes sense now that we know that. So yeah, those were some of our calendar days. The list wasn't real big today, Emily, I noticed.
No, it wasn't. So that, you know what, that kind of, it's fun though, because then we get to open up to get more information about the ones that we maybe don't understand. So I learned stuff today. I learned stuff about the yellow pig, the number 17, that we don't know why there's no peach ice cream in the stores, and weird tattoo trends. I mean, that makes for a great Thursday.
Yes, it does. And in case that anyone's wondering, there's 43 days until Labor Day weekend.
We're not doing that. We're living in the moment, in the days of summer. We're not doing that. We're not going, looking forward and going, oh no, there's not, you know, we're not doing that. We're just enjoying every day.
And I'm like, wow, that means summer is moving along, but there's still plenty of things to do out and about. So that is a good thing, you know. And then I'm just liking this weather today and tomorrow. We're talking highs in the 70s. That is the perfect temperature. And here's an interesting historic factoid. 70 years ago today, in 1955, Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California. So I thought that was an interesting fact today when I saw that 70 years ago that opened up. Can you believe it?
Yeah, that's amazing. I like that. And I like that you use the word factoid. I feel like that's very 90s.
Yeah. And so I just.
The factoid is you're always a winner to us, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh. We did have some real winners today, though.
Yes,
we got to pull some
names
from the state fair. That was really exciting. So if you weren't listening, you will be getting an email notating that you are the winner of such awesome things like Red Hot Chili Peppers show. Let's see what else there were. There was the trucking.
The Badger State
trucking, I think.
Yep. And then the concert with the Kentucky Headhunters. And then also tickets to see Sneaky Pete. So, yes, congratulations to all of our winners. We will be in contact with you. It was a lot of fun to be able to draw that on the air today. It's not something we normally do. I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to get that done today. So, yes, we're trying to put stuff back where it belongs in the studio because literally we went from Circus Parade to Sauk County Fair. And so now it's time to put stuff back together and put it where it backs in the place as it belongs. So, yeah.
And we still, put yourself back together, Dave. It's going to be fine.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So. Thank you so much for joining us today, Emily. We appreciate it as always. Tomorrow is Friday, and you'll be back with us tomorrow morning.
Sounds like a plan, everybody. Have a great Thursday, and we'll talk in the morning.
We will see you tomorrow morning. I'll hang out until 11. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Charanga Agosa from 7 to 9 p.m. Charanga Agosa, a charanga ensemble based in Madison, was formed in 2009. They play charanga, a dance-oriented musical genre that originated in Cuba at the turn of the 20th century and peaked in the 1950s. Sponsorship info at Baraboo Concerts on the Square.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the gem city? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
Your hometown station, Max FM.
There's a loving in your eyes all the way. If I listen to your lies, would you say I'm
hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.